you as you would become. He focused upon the vibrational escrow that is you. And every one of you have the power to do that. You just must not be so lazy that you only look at what is. Because what is temporary, and it's the bouncing off place for where you're going. Get your eyes up from your feet, up from where you are, and look forward to where you're going and find the feeling place of it. Train yourself to be vibrational matches for who you really are, and then watch what happens in the manifestation of your life experience. Yes.
Could you help us, please dig it here a little bit, when we are surrounded, as you talked to us yesterday, by people who are not come yet into this place of understanding. When we are not in a client therapist relationship, but at home.
Ignore them. In other words, we gave you the answer to your question before you opened your mouth. That was all about what's swirling around in you. In other words, you just have to see them as you know they want to be. See them as you want them to be. And never mind where they are, because it's temporary. You have a choice in every relationship that you have, in every situation, to look at it as it is, which is what we call step one-ing. In other words, nothing wrong with looking at what is, as long as you understand what's happening. When you're looking at what is, that's your launching of creation. But if you keep looking at what is, then you keep launching creation. You just never do anything about closing the gap on getting there. Mm. And physical friends have become such realists that somehow you think that you just have to look at what is, talk about what is, then talk about it after it isn't anymore. Write history books about it. Put monuments up. Drag generation after generation after generation to go back and look at what was, when everything about who you are is that way. Everything about who you are is where you're going. So in every moment, you have the option of seeing what is, or at looking toward what you have created as a result of having seen what is. So if someone isn't pleasing you, and you keep talking about them not pleasing you, and you keep begging them to be different and hinting that they should be different and offering little things to make them want to be different, bribe them, threaten them, ignore them in an attitude of threatening them, punish them. In other words, there's all kinds of things that people do to try to motivate them to be different, when all you've got to do is ignore what is and think about what you would prefer. You just have to make who they really are the more active part of your vibration. You see, you can't. Here is the big thing about this, is that they are whatever they are, and whatever they are has caused you to create the version of them that you prefer, and that in most cases they prefer. And the most important thing is that the larger part of you has embraced that new idea and has become it. So now, when you look back at where they are, we know why you would feel annoyance at them, because your attention to where they are is causing the separation of you from who you have become. And so there is such a tendency to say, you need to be different so that I can feel better. And in the moment that you say and mean, we're going to say it a few times in a few different ways, as you talk to those people who you love mostly and some not so much, but who are giving you reason for this question, these are the things that you want to begin saying to them. Dear one, what is it about you that I'm using as my excuse not to be who I really am? What is it about you that I'm using as my excuse to not line up with the picture that you and I have created together of expansion? What is it that I am thinking about you that is keeping me apart from who I really am and all that I really want? You could say to yourself, I have the choice of seeing where we are, because your looking at them takes you there. I have the choice of seeing where we are or where we're going. Where we are is upsetting to me. Where we're going feels better. I have the option. I have the option. I have the option of feeling bad, feeling good, feeling worse, feeling better, feeling less relief, feeling more relief. That's where all of your power is on every subject in the world.
And what can I say to him to soothe him when he keeps telling me he hates life and life is so awful and his employee is...
There's nothing that you can say to him when you hear him say that to you. Because when you hear him say that to you, it brings you to your knees. And you feel so awful that you have nothing to give.
Yes.
So you have...